You're on 90.5 FM with Darren and Jim on Spotlight. We've had an amazing morning.
It's been wonderful. Great stories that we've heard from such brilliant people here at the Children's Medical Research Institute.
Well, they're inspiring, and I take away great comfort to know that people here have such a strong commitment to doing things to better the world in which we live on. It's just been amazing.
And this would not have been possible without the help of people on the ground here who are not scientists. So we're greeted very well by Jessica at reception.
Yes.
And I know Jessica well. And we've also got with us here, who's been in the background, but now we've got her in front of the microphone, and it's Monique Cowper, who's the communications manager here at CMRI. Good morning, Monique. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
It's great. Yes.
And I was just going to connect for our listeners, because our listeners know some people very well in the hills, and I know that you've worked a long time with a favourite of ours. I've had her on Spotlight, Bev Jordan.
Absolutely. I worked at the Hillshire Times for many years. I've also worked at the Parramatta Advertiser. So I've been in the local community for most of my career, dating back to journalism before I was fortunate enough to come here and work with these inspiring people at CMRI.
Well, thank you for helping us here this morning. And Jim, I know you want to ask some questions to put this all in context.
Well, we're at the Children's Medical Research Institute. An amazing concept, an amazing philosophical concept about trying to do things better for all of us from birth to that final stage of our life. And it does so many different things. How many people approximately work here or come here on a daily basis, Monique?
We've got over 150 scientists now, and then we have a small amount of admin staff like myself and people in IT and accounts. But the majority of the building is working scientists, which is really exciting to be able to just wander around and see these working labs exactly as everyone imagines. It's just what they imagine, people with lab coats working away at benches.
Well, do you know what I feel, and I really do mean this when I say this, listeners and Darren, is that I feel people skip to work. They have a real love of coming here. That's in a metaphorical sense, as a metaphor, but they seem so positive in the midst of their own daily lives to try and find cures. Is that what you observe when you come to work on a daily basis?
Absolutely. I mean, you spoke to Anae and her colleagues about her stem cell facility. I mean, Anae has told me that to maintain the stem cells that she has there, her staff need to come in 24 hours, you know, all days, all night, and over the Christmas period they'll be in to maintain those cell lines. And they're passionate about that because we also heard earlier when we were doing the tour with the mayor that the cancer researchers feel like they're dealing with what they call their babies. So actually their samples are their babies. You know, they want to nurture them and care for them and make sure that they get every possible the best results they can. So that's how they think about their work, you know, that the cells are their babies.
And I feel that everyone shares in the pluses and the minuses here. When something happens well, it's shared as a goal and as an outcome, and the challenges that take place. I mean, we had a diverse number of people. It's been absolutely amazing, Darren. Thanks for fixing it all up. To you, Monique, it's been absolutely a fantastic morning and one that I won't forget. I really feel that I'm able to walk away here confident that the research that is undertaken here, the funding, and listeners, is not enough, but funding that comes into here, the beneficiaries are us. And please, where possible, talk to CMRI about seeing how you can make the future better for them.
Well, that's what we need to remember, is that it is an independent research facility, and the listeners may not have heard of CMRI in Westmead, but they will know Genes for Genes. And that's why we do community fundraising, because we're independent and we do really rely on community fundraising. So if people just Google Genes for Genes, that's how they can donate to all these incredible researchers that they've heard from today.
Well, that's not a bad takeout.
Wonderful. So Google Genes for Genes, help the Children's Medical Research Institute, and we can connect you with the people here. So if you're not quite sure and you really want to talk to some of the researchers here or even Monique, Jim and I are happy to connect you through. And on behalf of Spotlight, Monique, thank you for setting us up. Thank you for all the time from Professor Roger Riddell through to everyone and the team here for having us as guests today in Westmead at CMRI.
Thanks for coming along, and thanks for educating the community about the importance of research.
Alive 90.5.